Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Havoc. Ghetto G, the co-host, will be here, whatever the fuck he feels like joining us. What's going on, Angel? Is he up in the room, homie? You know, I love stirring up trouble. I really do. But at the same time, I speak a lot of truth. You know, you got all these motherfuckers out, you know, got all these juggalos using the word swag, YOLO, thirsty. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, but, when juggalos first started out, we were the outcasts and the misfits of society. Where Von J and Shaggy brought us together as a family, away from the mainstream bullshit. You know, what we started coming up with our own fucking shit to say. Like, Fresh. I mean, come on, man. Like, the fucking freshness shit. Wickedness. I mean, come on. Like, we try to separate ourselves from the mainstream bullshit. But every single damn juggalo out nowadays, treated like a fucking trend, does not do that. It's like, we try to steer clear of the mainstream. They bring it back towards us. Like, I really don't understand juggalos nowadays. And for fuck's sake, stop with the damn selfies. I mean, come on. Wait, like, when the fuck did the juggalos start giving a fuck what people thought about us? I'm gonna post a selfie. Do I look pretty to you? Do I look cute? Do I look ugly? Why does it fucking matter what you look like to other people? Yo, I'm a fat motherfucker. I mean, I'll be honest, shit, I never weigh anything over 190 or anything below 169. But nonetheless, hey, I'm chubby. I'm proud of it. I don't give a fuck. You know, if people, like, if people think I'm ugly, think I'm cute, keep whatever the fuck. I don't care. Doesn't bother me. Never affected me one bit. So why in the hell should we start giving a fuck now? What? Because you see all these damn super little products on TV? Oh, let me shine up my hair like a moron. Please. Let the models be the models. Let these mainstream bitches do be them. I think it's time juggalos started being juggalos again. To when we didn't give a fuck what people thought about us. I mean, I'm sure I'll tell you, I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks about me. You can call me an asshole, you can call me a dick. You know, you can think I'm nice, you can think I'm cool, whatever the fuck ever. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't affect me. But every single life career, there are so many sensitive motherfuckers in Facebook. And I'm going to say, straight to say this like the fuck now. Half of those sensitive juggalos are in all juggalos chat. All you little evil motherfuckers, all depressed, or sensitive about fucking shit about how you look, get the fuck over it. Simply put, we don't give a fuck what people think about us. Never have, never will. Just doesn't happen. And you got, again, the motherfuckers out there using the word swag and YOLO. That shit was created by the mainstream. Shit. Juggalos, we got our own shit. Stick to what we are, juggalos. We ain't fucking mainstream. Never have been. Never will be. Never gonna be. Don't wanna be mainstream. I mean, yeah, I'll be honest. There are a few good artists in the mainstream. But it don't mean I'm gonna start fucking talking the way these little mainstream punk ass bitches talk. I swear, half the motherfuckers nowadays, you know, that come up through fucking Mighty Death Pop and Bang Pow Boom, I swear they ain't nothing but fucking hound dogs. I mean, seriously, I stated it in all juggalo shit. I don't give a fuck if anybody likes the fact that I said it or not. Fucking simple as this. This has become a trend. It really has been. It really has. You know, it's all those motherfuckers that, you know, been down since fucking... Like, come on, the first one you ever heard was Night of the Chainsaw off of Mighty Death Pop. I'm sorry. You are retarded and a fucking bitch. we've been swinging up on the nuts of fucking on the mainstream for too damn long, and then you finally decide to pick up a fucking track by ICP. And more importantly, half these motherfuckers out there that are now becoming juggalos, quote unquote, weren't they the ones hating on us in the fucking first place? So why in the hell do we even, so why the fuck do we accept these son of bitches into the family? I don't understand this at all. This family has definitely gone downhill. It's going downhill. Because we're letting the haters in. We're letting all these fucking fake-ass bitches come in. I mean, come on. We got the fucking mainstream knocking on the doors, and we're just opening it up just for them to walk right through. So they could don a hatchet, man, and I'm just claiming they're a juggalo. Nah, it don't work that way. It don't work that way. Us older generation jugglers, we have been here since day fucking one. Me, my first album, 8 years old. Ringmaster. The second Joker's card. That's the one. That's what I got. That's what brought me to this fucking family. That's what brought me to the carnival. Cause a lot of tracks in there that definitely spoke to me. Nowadays, like, you got so many loaves out there that don't even bother picking up the fucking original Joker's card and paying attention to the fucking message. And to those, you know, religious motherfuckers out there who say, oh, I see people of God, so guess what? We should too. No. It don't work that way. Just because they follow their God, if you got your own God you follow, stick to it. Don't change just because of the fact, you know, they say they follow God and they hope the jugglers find them. But here's the thing. Their God, they found, that's him. That's for them. We each have our own God to find. That's the fucking message that ICP fucking brought up with Dion Villain. Every single juggalo, every single fucking one of us, we have our own God to find. You know, we have our own religion to follow. If you want to follow Christianity, go for it. I mean, I ain't gonna do it. Fuck out of here with that bullshit. You want to be a Catholic? Good for you. You want to be a Jew? Good for you. But don't think just because ICP tells you, you know, we always believe in God and we hope the jugglers find him. Don't think that means, you know, you got to follow them and just all of a sudden become a Christian or some bullshit like that. If you're Wiccan, be Wiccan. If you're a Satanist, there you go. But find your own God and follow what you feel you should be following. But I'm going to play a track for these little fucking hound dogs out there swinging on our fucking nuts like they do. Let's face it, that's what they do. They swing on our fucking nuts. Like, no lie, they swing more times than anything I've ever seen. You got all these motherfuckers that just wanted to be, that hated us, and all of a sudden, now they want to be us. Don't work that way. Let me see here, we can do the track I'm going to play. There's a track I want to play for every single one of these motherfucking hound dogs out there. And quite honest, if you haven't figured out the track I'm going to play by now, if you are tuned in and if you are one of these hound dogs, you can't figure out the track I'm talking about, there is seriously something wrong with your heads. I mean, seriously. But, here we go.
Hound dog ass motherfucker. Raise up off my nizzle. Get off my nuts. Get off me, bitch.
Yeah, motherfucking hot dog. What? Swinging from my balls so hard, it's like I got a third nut. And look,
yo,
I don't care who you know, bitch. Look at fire, get the fuck to the back of the line. Line the whole day, you my cousin. Like my mama and your mama's sisters or something. Oh yeah, we down. Go ahead, let them in. Knuckle hammers to the chin. Be down with me and I'll be down back. Put my dick in your mouth, you're gonna hit your neck snap.
Crack.
In fact, ho, fuck out my butt. Ask questions like a mutt, but ain't down the fuck.
Nope.
You see him come, you see him go, you see him come again. From my dick to twist his dick. And then to find a chase dick, yeah, to blaze his dick. Try to grope us with their paws. Goddamn hound dogs. Club, smoking on the square, step on out to get a little fresh air, but I can't do that. I get attacked like a cardiac, people run from front to back, and like side net. Ain't nothing wrong with giving me props, but acting like the punk ass cops are swinging off my knuckles, gotta stop. Walk around, spreading rumors like you know, singing shit you heard me tell a hoe after a show. Oh me, I don't play that shit one bit. Fuck around and get your head cut off right quick. Psychopathic bitch boy, peep the axe, specializing in splitting a hound dog back. Against the whole world of facts, so get off my dick and I'm out like that.
Alright, y'all. Yeah. Wait, come here. Oh my god, you don't remember me?
No.
I had a crush on you for like 9 years.
I don't know you, fat bitch.
It's me, Jenny. I sat behind you in Miss Crowberry's chemistry class.
Bitch, I ain't even go to school.
No, I'm saying if you were to sit there, it would have been the shit.
Bitch,
you can sign my shirt.
Yeah, I remember school. Hoes back then was like,
yo, Bruce, I am.
Years passed by, and look, I'm a star.
Oh.
Now all them hoes like,
yo, Bruce,
I'm still that nerdy-ass voodoo nut. Now I got hound dogs sniffing my butt. I could have a worm hanging out of my dick hole, and they'd be like,
well, I think it's cute, though.
Miss me with all that, I ain't changed any. Look at me, I make Big Pun look skinny. I'm ugly as fuck, resembling a Klingon. Hoes still let me get my ding-a-ling-a swing on. What up with these pop kids buying my shit? Mainstream groupies, get off my dick. I wanna see real juggalos at shows. Fuck these backstreet Richie fake hoes.
Thank you.
cities, staring at me like I'm a set of titties. Autographing t-shirts, hats, and socks. And this bitch don't even know Riddlebox. Real juggalos don't want no picture. They just walk up like,
what up, nigga?
After that, they give a fuck where I'm headed. They're like, fuck him, we looking for netting. And I don't need any more free tattoos. Got my arms looking like Motley Crue. I could be talking to the finest bitch in the land, and you run up like,
hey, what up, man?
That's when I slap you right on the spot and have Billy Bill put you down in the parking lot. Do I think I'm better cause netting comes easy? For shazy, bitch. Bottom line, y'all, get off our balls. Psychopathic out like Biggie Smalls.
And we are back. Now here we go with another track. Oh wait, Ghetto's here. What's going on, Ghetto?
Oh yeah? What's this other track we're going to listen to?
Something that a lot of these motherfucking emo little bitches need to pay attention to. Juggalo Pride by, of course, Shadows. Come on, man. Fucking... Like, seriously, you got... And, like, I should just went on a fucking full-hour rant about this shit.
When? When did this happen?
And, like, before I went to fucking, Hound Dog.
Oh, so you ran into yourself, huh?
No, we got, Angel up in the room.
Okay, yourself. Anyway.
I mean, come on, but, Kirby, like, I said, man, I mean, come on. Back in the day... You know, we don't give a fuck what people think about us.
You wouldn't think that with 30,000 strong in a group every day, day in and day out. How do I look? You would never think that.
And, okay, and correct me if I'm wrong. Man, shit, even fucking Angel agrees with this. But correct me about this. What the fuck do we want anything to do with the mainstream? When? All because fucking Tech N9ne or fucking mainstream? Fuck out of here, man, with that bullshit.
Man, Tech N9ne has nothing to do with ICP, though.
Exactly, but there's a thing. But that's the whole point I'm putting out. Like, no, we didn't want anything to do with the mainstream, you know, back in the fucking old days. Now we got so many of these fucking little emo bitches coming into the family, swinging on the nuts of the fucking mainstream.
Well, people, you know, change their views once they see somebody on TV.
Yeah. They're fucking sheep.
Because they saw, you know, ICP, they had their own television show. At some point in time, they probably heard a song on the radio. Fucking, I don't know, their new shit. It's in pretty much every store. Fucking... ICP merchandise and Hot Topic, well, not so much anymore, but yeah, it all tainted the whole point of what was going on.
It really did. I mean, it seriously did.
Like, shit, man, I remember days when people, you know, they cop an album or some shit, and then they're all like, yeah, man, can you go burn this for me, burn this for my friends, blah, blah, blah. You know, people were excited about the music and shit, you know, concerts and all that, but now it's... Who wants to fuck? That's what it's going.
Yeah, right? I mean, shit, if you want to get... I mean, shit. If you were low, you want to get yourself some fucking netting, go for it. But we don't even know... Who wants to fuck Smash or Pass?
No. Oh, you just had to say those words, huh?
I was just saying, man. Like, that's like the fuck? I mean,
we had a good run, man. We haven't seen that shit in quite some time, and now you had to go and say that.
But I'm just gonna point this out right now. You know, if you feel a need to post a picture and say Smash or Pass, wonder who would fuck you or not, man, you're probably a desperate, pathetic motherfucker who can't get pussy where the fuck you at, where no chick, whether it be a lit or not, wants to touch your fucking dick. Or your low, or wants to touch your fucking nasty-ass fucking tuna-smelling netting. What the fuck do you think people fucking online is going to want to touch you? and half these motherfuckers are lying to you anyways. I'd smash it even if you ugly as fuck.
I mean, I'm rather desperate, but I ain't that desperate.
Exactly, man. I mean, come on. Like, the whole fucking family just falling apart so fucking fast.
Yeah. I don't know how to explain that.
I think we have these motherfuckers out there, you know, who see the Hatchman in fucking Hot Topic or Spencer's, and they're like, yeah, I'm picking up and I'm going to be a juggalo. No, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's been going on for years, though.
Ever since,
you know, people decided to be mall rats and whatnot and, you know, go into Hot Topic and see a t-shirt like, oh, everybody's wearing this, man. It's probably cool, man. So here we go. Let's give it a shot. And then they realize they're just just morons because they just don't know.
Exactly, man. I mean, come on. And of course, you got mobile reviews and the words. I hate to use them myself. I just burned myself with these words. But swag, YOLO, what's the matter with you?
Well, that's just people, man. You gotta understand, say whatever the fuck they want, but, like, it's annoying. There's really no stopping that.
This is true, but, I mean, come on. You know, jugglers, we got our own fucking words. We got our own lingo. We have our own fucking sayings. Leave that mainstream shit for the fucking mainstream.
Well, you don't ever hear those words. Such
not
as,
anymore,
motherfucker. You know, such as that. You don't hear that.
Dude, I mean, come on.
Who's still on the phone?
I mean, nobody. But, I mean, come on, man. It's like, you know, we don't even hear people sitting saying, yo, you know, check out like this fucking fresh-ass fucking CD I just picked up. I mean, half the jokers don't even use fresh no more. I mean, come on, that's the shit that we used to use back in the fucking day. Fresh, freshness, wickedness. No,
that is a rather overly used word. Yes. But yeah,
right?
Nobody says that no more. No.
Now it's all, hey, check out my swag. Hey, I better stab you in the fucking throat.
Yeah, they replaced that with that.
Like, what the fuck happened? Again, Eshawn left psychopathic. ABK left once. Pressure to stay gone.
Damn, man. ABK's not that bad, man.
No, he's not that bad, but I think, you know, it would have been better if they brought him in as Crazy Glenn.
Well, I don't agree with that. But that was a good time whenever it was him and who was it? Who was the other one?
Lavelle.
Yeah, Lavelle. Those CDs they put out were pretty good.
I mean, come on. Then you got fucking Jay who wanted to bring in moron-ass fucking Cole 187.
Well, that's years later, though.
That was a fucking mistake.
Like, why don't they do something with Zug Island since they brought him back?
Yeah, right?
I mean, they finally dropping a new Lotus album. Yeah, as you can see, nobody really fucking cares. Except us.
I mean, come on, let's face it, man. And I'm going to be blunt fucking truthful with this. Yo, we both know Twisted Soul. Even Twisted fucking has seen what's going on with this shit. I mean, come on, let's be honest. That's probably one of the reasons why they left Psychopathic. Because you got ICP doing what they said they would never do and trying to go mainstream, and this is going mainstream.
I don't know how to explain the whole mainstream bullshit. It's pretty much with them. They got sick and tired of, you know, just not getting things done that they want.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. That's one of the things that, you know, that we loved about ICP is the fact that, you know, yeah, they weren't mainstream. They were underground as a motherfucker, but yet, you know, they still found ways to get things done.
Yeah, see, they made a giant following just with
exactly.
them.
Exactly. And without being in the fucking mainstream, without being like half these dumb folks like Lil Wayne and fucking Tyga and Soulja Boy's faggot ass. Now look at him. He's a fucking beat from fucking Lil Wayne. Dublin. The fuck is that bullshit? Lollipop. The fuck
well,
that
I really don't. I really don't think that was the beat from that song, but that was the chorus of the song, though.
Yeah, but, you know, but you get what I'm saying, though, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad.
It really is. And even though I already doubt the listening, I got a song I want to dedicate to ICP. Something that they really need to fucking truly remember that shit that
man,
they
man, we supposed to be wicked in this bitch.
hell yeah, man. Yo, that's how they came in as wicked. Now they're going soft as a motherfucker. I mean, come on, that bullshit that they did with fucking Jack White. Oh, fuck with that faggot ass shit.
I don't know. Maybe that was their gay side. I mean, seeing how they made a song about licking their ass. I don't know how to explain that.
And of course, you got shit from the fucking Forgotten Princess Volume 5. I'm an alien.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain that song either.
Like, where the fuck is the wickedness behind the shit? I mean, come on. Half a fucking
they're a wicked alien.
Before we go into Juggle Turret, I'm dedicating this track to ICP. And if you're out there listening, you know, because somehow, some way, we both know that somehow, some way, fucking dirty listen to what the fuck we say. Because every time we say something about them, it's on the next day. So if you're true, if anyone gets to get this out from the hearest, remember when you said this.
And they wanted to know if I would trade 10 Juggalos for 100 mainstream fans. Yeah. And I said, I wouldn't trade 10 Juggalos for 100,000 mainstream fans. 10 Juggalos is priceless.
I got love for my home, members of the low. United we stand, squashing all deadly forces. Been to hell, could have spent eternity there. All the bad shit I done, I should still be there. Juggalos, can you feel me? Worldwide. With a hatchet straight out the Lotus Pod. Always got your back till the end, screaming Juggalo, Dark Lotus. Psychopathic, that's the way it go.
So many people in the matrix, I alone, hey. Not me, my soul belongs to Juggalos, hey. Keep me going when I'm down and out. I pick the phone up, drop them a line, and hear them shout, saying Twisted is the shit, and I'm down with the clown. Dark Lotus for life, until I'm dead in the crown. I give a damn to all my homies and killers who get it started. All my Juggalos always represent for the departed.
Yeah.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo family.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo family.
Six individual pedals, four for one stem. They tryna ride a wave and they'll follow any trend. Cause we extend from the dirt, filth, grit and grind. Make a bind, Juggalo minds, the crush makes them shine. What's yours is mine and what's mine is yours. Let the wagons of the dark carnival show you different worlds. Any hoes brought a Juggalo sort of hatchet, tell them come suck on your dick. Recycle
all my life I've been living it all alone. I'm like a king with no people and no crown or a throne. And what I'm speaking on is what I'm feeling like. Do you know what it's like to feel the warmth of the sunlight? I'd really like to know, cause I've been chilling in the dark for so many years that I question love in my heart. I hate everyone and I hate everything except for all the Juggalos and all the love that they bring.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me.
Come on.
I'll always have Juggalo family.
Dead bodies
here, I'm gonna make myself clear. It's the L family, Juggalos, right here. You could take away my mic, you could take away this life, but the love that we got, it ain't never gonna stop. We eternal, past this earthly bullshit. Dogs on another level, can you feel this? It's Twisted, Blaze, and ICP. And if you fucking with my dog, for you D.I.E.
If it wasn't for Shaggy, my shirt would still be baggy. I wouldn't be fat, I'd still be hungry and crabby. We used to buy our own records at the store, so they would think it was a hot seller and order more. But we built a team, killers with the same dream. We couldn't reach the top, we stayed B-level like Charlie Sheen. Finally realized we'll always have the Juggalos. I'll never give another second to the mother hoe.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have the little family.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have the little family.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have the little family.
Wanted to know if I would trade 10 Juggalos for 100 mainstream fans.
Yeah,
and I said I wouldn't trade 10 Juggalos for 100,000 mainstream fans. 10 Juggalos is priceless to me.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo.
Alright, I'll be back. Now, I know I'm gonna probably end up wearing out this fucking track, but it definitely needs to be fucking played. This is definitely becoming JR's new fucking anthem. Straight the fuck up, here we go. Juggalo Pride.
Motherfucking hatchet, it ain't about face paint. Stay painted all day, but it still won't change a thing. The Juggalo way can't be bought at Hot Topic. I earn my knowledge through the problems that I got from being honest. And it ain't about a CD collection, cause a real low can't afford to go and buy a whole section. It ain't no obsession, more like guidelines for a lifetime of blessing. Listen to the message. They just gave us a name to banquet, and the change just made us a fan from strangers. And the fam ain't fans, we like mafia gangsters. Stay with the wicked shit to the day that we banquet. It's all about individuality. Born in, sworn in, no conform in your personality. Reality, the rendition of a chaos theory. A schizophrenic compilation to compensate the weary. For me, I'll be waiting on the wag. Start a fam dance, starting up a worldwide gathering. Brotherhood of shadows, bring it back again. Juggalos represent the shoes that you stand in.
Move on!
See, man, it's just too many of you. There's too many of you trying to say that you're a fucking juggalo, man. You gotta realize, man, that shit, it wasn't something we just saw on the
shelter and said, hey, that's going to be me today. Nah, man, we were raised this way. We were grown this way. This is who we is, man. You got to understand that. If you don't, get ready for me, man, because I'm fucking coming for you.
Some of us be working at the one-stop shop. Now you repping on the jersey, taking everything we got. Yeah, it ain't much if you consider family nothing but who's frontin'. I've been trustin' in my homies cause they know me. Never let me down and they never let me die. If you got the call, would you be down to ride? See, it ain't a gang or a lifestyle movement. It's a family base. Here we build up one institution. Got the proof from the people that I know and trust. But you, I can blow you off like the blunt does. Want a front dog? That's why you get no love. If you a psycho rider, better throw your head to sub. You don't gotta claim it, just be who you be. You don't gotta prove it to nobody. So if you a jungle hoe, better keep it on the low. What was murder massacred by a real juggalo? Man, I got something to say to all you motherfucking juggalos out there. Now you ass claiming on our shit and thinking to yourself, I'm gonna go buy me a t-shirt and I'm gonna be a juggalo this week. Well, fuck you. You can eat a motherfucking black. I don't know who the fuck you think you are. Nah, man, they're just bitches. Fake bitches. Check them out, style. Yeah. I'm front like nothing. Radio shoes and a half a chicken hunting. Got the blunt stuck up, chilling under my brim. Hair light across the chin, keep it trim to win. I got the belt, but my pants still hang low. Cause I'm a juggalo, not new, not fresh from back in the day. Smoking past the bomb, I had it all day. I didn't mean to diss you the wrong way.
You know where I got my chain at Walmart for $2 at the motherfucking dog tag machine. And I rock it all day, feeling fresh as I can be. Laughing at these motherfuckers spending cheap for jewelry. See a juggalo, no steady throat. Ain't no front, ain't no joke. Matter of fact, we rock it loud and let it show. See, I'd rather spread my dollars on some smoke. Get low with the low to blow the ass on these goddamn host to let them know. See, it's what the Brotherhood of Shadows is all about, man. It's all about the family, no matter what. It always has been.
And it always will be, motherfucker. We're one big family, we stay down.
Yeah. Well, and if you think for a second you can get away with that juggalo shit, man.
Nah,
you don't come after me, man. You better believe me.
Brotherhood
of Shadows.
Alright, alright, alright. Up next, up next, up next. You know, maybe this track right here by fucking Firefinger Death Punch can definitely speak a hell of a lot. That's where the fucking, you know, metal definitely, metal still knows how to be fucking on the ground. So, Firefinger Death Punch, this is Cradle to the Grave.
The blood that runs within my veins.
And we are back. Up next. Yes.
Come on, bring the hate.
Name's Ghetto G, but I'm not from the hood.
No one even gets me, I'm just misunderstood. It's undeniable, I got skills, but people still hate. No one give me a shot, I could be something great. I got that driving ambition, that'll take me far. I'm not going anywhere, I'm long-term like a star. This world's dead poor, that's why I'm dropping bombs. Hate that they glorify the ghetto and teen moms. Tired of wasting time on people who can't lay a decent track. I don't trust anyone, cause no one got my back. No matter what you think, bitch, I will not surrender. You're a fake, a rip-off, you'll never be anything better. Hey, drumming, you crying in your closet, you have a meltdown. You'll never be like fag, you get the thumbs down. You hate everyone, cause you really hate yourself. Go back to your dungeon, do something else. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no mistake. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no mistake. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate.
No.
man. He was covered, he was blind. I snatched his jewelry and ran. I caught up with Nate and said, I think it's worth a grand. He smiled, then he giggled, then he shook my hand. The jam was going down, I need the money, so I'm giddy. The fucking state was cool, only gave us 750. My mama threw me out, I called my sister a whore. Now my house is abandoned, my bed is the floor. It's been a week, I haven't eaten, I'm starving, I crawl. So my teacher, Mr. Lane, off at Wellington Mall. I broke into a thousand and jumped in the back and waited for the bitch to put my shank to her neck. She gave me off of the car keys, cried and said please. She promised not to tell and give me A's and B's. I said I want your money, bitch, and all I can sell. Now I looked into her eyes and she was scared as hell. I knew she was a snitch, so I cut off her tongue. Got happy with the trigger, now I'm on the run. And it's
and obliviously stuck his fingers in my ass. I don't need this. Why do you let this go on?
Why are you calling me about this?
Well, you're Hello? Booking them. Get off the phone, you stupid ass. Who's helloing me? Mike Wood, please.
This is Mike Wood.
Please stop booking them, Mike. Please. They're driving me nuts.
about. I'm coming for the number one spot to bust from. Kicking everybody's health, but I never can trust one. The illest on the song every time that I cut one. And my homies looking chopped in the sky like Duck Hunt. And I got a killer hustle, and I know that you want one. Up in NYC, they be calling me Dundon. Take it all around the world, and I came in a dungeon. And the police, the only motherfuckers I run from. I strive, get them all high when I rhyme like I'm a criminal, homie. I gotta minimize my interaction with the police. They don't wanna let me go. I gotta get up out the toll. They wanna make my life. I'm a juggalo, yeah, insane as shit. Let me show you how deep my brain can get. I wanna show everybody what the racer did. To the neck, get a bitch made, hate a kid. I really wanna make a little game of it. Cause talking shit about my family is dangerous. I smoke weed like I live where the Raiders is. But I'm a Colorado killer on a raging tip. Talk shit, my click won't take it though. Smoking loud, kicking out that gangster flow. Said I'm the shit, I said make it, bro. Cause I can rip like rips, I can make it snow. And I don't really want a problem, but I gotta be the hardest. Cause the only way I'm living is off a rapping man. So who the fuck is trying to start up with the wicked individual killing you when I'm running with the hatchet, man? I better kill the rap game, give me half a chance. The people yelling my name like I am the champ. You wanna beat me, then you gotta practice, man. You get fucking with this dapper Dan. It's Young Wicked, Wicked, Wicked.
Yeah, I'm the shit. Started from nothing, but then I learned a little bit. I want it for something, now I'm working for all of it. I want it for something, now I'm working for all of it. I keep it moving.
Got a Mac and a bitch in the crown, big sippin' that crown of coke. I bring madness, can't nobody catch this bitch. Sit down, don't make me laugh at jokes. Put a torch to a dad, take half a toke. Have you had than a motherfucking astronaut? No. Have you had than a ring on Saturn? No. Have you had like you never tried to have a smoke? And I'm smashing hoes and I rap at shows. Get sexed out when they hurt. I'm fresh to death and I rap the act and I'm canon. I say word. I've been damned and I've been cursed. On the other hand, I've been on swerve. With a dime piece, you remind me of my lease. I risk the one that twerk. Poppin' perks, bitch can't stop the work. Readjust your oculars. I do what I want to, homie. You just do what's popular. Pop get a little my top when I speak it to the cops and I'm like I'm walking through. Shock when I blow my top and I go for the Glock and I pop this off the scoop. Can't stop, gotta let the beat drop. Gotta tell these hoes something they often heard when they talk. All I want is them to stop. If it ain't my cock in the mouth, then it's talk a word. Uh-oh, hip-hop alert. A&B's coming with the controversy. See me, I'm a king like Conqueror. Wanna take shots of me, but I'm popping verses. Bones up.
Yeah, I'm the shit. Started from nothing, but then I learned a little bit. I want it for something, now I'm working for all of it.
And we're back. What's going on, ghetto?
Oh, just fighting a battle we can't win. That's all.
Pretty much. I don't know, man. This shit's just gone downhill so fucking bad.
Yeah.
And I blame it on James McCarver.
Well, I guess he would play a big part.
Exactly. I mean, it's his group.
But it's not just that. It's all around the world.
Unfortunately, yes. Worse and worse. I swear, every time I plug in and refresh the page, there's another drop of selfie.
Megan stop.
Or Nikki Brown goes, add me, ladies only. You dyke. I mean, sure, I ain't got a problem with lesbians. But I think lesbians can be hot. As long as they are hot and not ugly fucking bitches.
See, that right there just proves that nobody wants to talk to guys. No one. I know, I sure as hell don't even want to talk to guys. About anything.
I don't either. Unfortunately, we got Angel Void. That might don't count.
Well, it's Angel.
Exactly. He don't count. And I don't know, man. Just
talking to him is kind of like talking to a bot online. No, I take it back. A bot online says more.
Yeah, pretty much. I guess you understand the bot.
Like his bot hit me up on Yahoo yesterday, talking about blah blah blah. I was like, let me guess. Next, you want me to add you somewhere so I can meet you. Like, and then like this thing sent me some fake ass pictures.
Oh,
like, what is this shit, man? Come on, there's no way that you are this fucking bitch in this picture.
Hell nah. Oh, bud, that's funny.
Like, on top of that, it's the bot hitting me up, man. It's not like I IM'd it and then it, like, it had my name and shit, you know.
Oh, bud. Yeah, this is what the world's coming to. Bots, lesbians, nothing but dudes on Facebook.
Faggots.
Well, that too. It's all Angel. It's all Angel's fault.
Kind of. He does got a good friend in that group. In that group that is gay.
Oh, great! He's gonna call in.
No.
He just left the room.
Oh, no. I'm hiding.
I'm gonna hide, too.
What did I do though? I didn't do shit.
Man, I wouldn't be surprised if fucking Angel here had a shitload of bots in his fucking group.
What are you talking about? Angel is a bot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, at least my opinion ain't all as bad as all Juggalo shit. You gotta give me that though.
No, people in your group have no sense of humor.
Hell no.
I'm talking about it.
Like, at least, like, while we were commenting on everything in the other group, man, people are laughing and liking it and all that crazy shit. You post the same thing in your group, everybody's like, blah, 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 I do what I want.
Oh, look what happened today. I got into a fight over the damn fucking rules.
Oh, yeah, what rules that this time?
All of them.
They said some guy named Nick Puss is like, that's some elementary school bullshit. I'm about to say, are you fucking serious? But so, yeah, there's rules in life. And there's rules...
Did you just say you were fighting with an elementary kid?
No. He said it was elementary school bullshit.
Like what? Did he get called meanie head?
It was stupid as hell. He was like, he said I was butthurt. I wasn't even fucking butthurt.
did he steal your glue?
Yeah, did he eat your paste?
Oh, whatever. Oh, by the way, yo, Francis, what's up?
Who said what's up?
Primus.
I don't know who that is.
Hybrid.
Oh. Never mind.
Yeah, he knows that. He knows who that is.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of my neighbor's dogs.
Damn.
Woof, 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 woof.
So, Ghetto Manager, how do you feel about the premiere of Real Meek's World?
Thought we already had this discussion. I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about that. It was rather strange.
It really was. That Farkle kid was fucking retarded. What the hell was that bullshit? Fucking set off and he jumps on the fucking Corey's back. On shoulder.
I really don't understand what they're trying to do with this show. Are they trying to make it exactly like Boy Meets World?
I think so.
They got a lot of similarities going on, a lot of same spots that they hung out and sat and all that shit.
Only difference is I don't think Minkus ever fucking jumped on fucking Feeney's shoulder.
Yeah, I really don't remember that kid doing any crazy shit like that. Yeah, no. But in the first episode of this show, he's humping the teacher. I don't know how Disney that is.
Yeah, right? What the fuck? Why are you humping the damn teacher's shoulder for, motherfucker?
Damn.
And that new kid that they put in that class, there ain't no way he's in the same grade as them.
Yeah, how the fuck does that work out?
And those big as fuck, they're all small.
Yeah, man, fucking, yeah, that kid looks like he's fucking 14. He's somehow in that class.
What grade is he teaching? What grade is that?
Good question.
And who the hell reads 48 fucking pages of some shit and then writes a 3-page essay on it in, like, the first day of school? Who does that shit?
I don't even know.
I don't know.
Middle school.
Damn, I don't remember having to write 3-page essays in middle school.
I was about to say, oh, I ain't doing that shit.
Like, I was drawing, like, hand turkeys and shit. You know, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, hand turkeys.
And stick figures.
You never drew hand turkeys?
I did.
Okay. He made it sound like I was the only one. Like I was tickled or something.
As you said, hand turkey, but not no fucking essays like that. Like he's got them doing.
Yeah, I don't know very many people that have to do that. Well, maybe nowadays. Now we're out of school.
Yep. Guess what? Got their rebuilding for Fantastic Four.
What? What the fuck did you say?
They're about to reboot Fantastic Four.
Ah, fuck no. Fuck you. Go away. Go home.
Yeah, we really don't need another Fantastic Four. That is what we said, right?
Yeah, this is exactly what we said. We
do not need another Four.
One was enough.
Yeah, that second one was pretty stupid.
Yeah, and the same thing that play Human Torch and Captain America is the same person.
Well,
yeah.
No shit, Sherlock. You just I'll figure
yeah,
this out.
We know that.
Why the fuck did they even need to? Wait, but why did they need to reboot it? I mean, the first fucking film, the first movie of it came out. In 2005, and that was already a reboot, because the first original movie of it came out in 94. So why do they need another reboot?
I think it has to do with that one actor, man. That's the reason why they're freaking rebooting it.
Who the hell? Motherfucker, you're cutting in and out again.
Because of that one actor. It makes sense, because they're rebooting it, because of that one damn actor.
What actor? What the fuck are you talking about?
The one that played Captain America.
And I don't think they're rebooting it because of that.
That's just my logic. But then again, fuck me.
But again, fuck you. Yeah, fuck you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that guy got enough movies going on.
Yeah, Puerto Rican logic. How the fuck does that work?
Seriously, I would love that.
I don't know. Say, say how maggots work. How do they work?
It's really? All right, man. Send us some Puerto Rican bitches, though, man, with the big asses. We'll take that.
Oh, really, motherfucker? You know, we're saying how Puerto Rican logic works, and he comes back with magnets. How do they work?
Man, he was comparing the two, Havoc. Stay with us.
Yes, but still. I think we get enough morons out there that that's the only thing they ever catch on to.
The only thing they caught on to was a fucking line full of ugly.
Well, that too.
They threw their bait out there, pulled back a bunch of ugly bitches.
Yeah, well, they can keep the ugly bitches.
Yeah, it's got to be 1,000 virgins.
I don't think I look good. Do I look good?
We don't give a fuck if you look good. You look ugly, bitch. Go away.
Tell me I'm pretty.
And what did that fucking bug go?
That bug. I fucking hate bugs. Fucking bastards.
Yeah, there's some like I think it was a fucking stink bug flying into my room.
Stink bugs aren't bad. I'm talking about them little fucking gnat things or some shit, man. Them little fucking bugs everywhere. They won't leave me alone.
I don't know what you're talking about. The black ones? The real small black ones?
Yeah.
I hate those son of bitches.
Like, at least 5-6 of them dropped dead and shit, man, when I was just sitting there and shit falling from the sky and shit. Like, where the fuck are these things coming from?
Raining bugs.
And when they're not dying, they're trying to fucking, you know, eat my flesh. Everywhere I fucking go.
I feel you with that. I hate those. I hate those, man.
But see, that's the good thing about wintertime, man. They're not around.
Hell no. Well, but stink bugs still are.
Man, stink bugs, man, they just let you kill them.
This is true.
Like, you see one and just chilling, and squash.
And it's funny, because, like, I mean...
Brace
sure
yourself,
my...
the piss is coming.
Yep. It's raining piss.
There goes up in this toilet.
Don't break the toilet this time.
Man, I haven't broken the toilet in a good long while.
Man, you break that toilet every time you use it.
It's working. Yeah, I don't know, man, because if you find it towards me, I just smacked it away, and it went somewhere. Hopefully it's dead.
Speaking of smacking away, they had a new guy debut on NXT last night that just swatted Xavier Woods away.
Who the fuck was that?
Bull Dumpley or some shit.
Bull Dumpley?
What the fuck is Bohumpy?
Some something or other.
Wait, they brought Bruce Lee back from the dead?
Not Bruce Lee. This is a fat guy.
Oh, back there, what you say, Bruce Lee? I'm about to say, they brought him back from the dead?
And then they also had the debut of Becky Lynch.
Oh, hell yes. She's fucking sexy.
So it turns out she's just going to be another gimmick like fucking Emma was. Stupid gay dance shit.
Ah, fuck.
She's going to dance around like a dumbass leprechaun, you know, fucking kicking for a pot of gold.
Nothing like that.
I mean, she looks pretty hot and whatnot, but, like, that gimmick isn't going to work, man. Fucking fuck that.
Yeah, no.
At least she hit Summer Rae with Taz's move with the T-bone suplex.
Hell yeah. And that chick can fucking wrestle.
And you should be excited, man. I mean, I was even excited, and I didn't even know who that guy was. But that Enzo dude came back.
Oh, God, Enzo Amore came back?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hey, I'm excited the dude came back for him, too, man. I don't even know who the fuck he is.
he's just another person that has to spell out soft the wrong way.
So now I'm guessing him and Cassidy are going to face them French guys next week.
Yeah, it should be interesting now.
And that commentary with Renee Young talking to Tyler Breeze, that was just really bad, too.
Well, yeah. Damn it, I didn't want Infamous, too. I wanted to go to fucking NXT.
How the fuck do you fuck that up?
Because I accidentally fucking clicked on the fucking Infamous, too.
You go to the game section or, like, the TV video section.
Oh, well, I guess I'll fry some fucking people.
He's not even going to turn it off. Wow.
What's up with that?
Come here, Hurricane, no.
Man, damn. All we gotta do is get you some hair in that mask and you're good.
Yeah. But technically, wouldn't he be like Rosie instead? Because, you know, he's about the same size.
All right, he could be like Rosie in a hurricane mask.
Who do you think will win in a fight, Brock Lesnar or Lashley?
In a real fight or a fake fight?
You, Cage.
No, a real fight. Like, literally punching the shit out of each other. Fuck that Kate.
Okay.
Even some of that's fake.
So true.
Okay, in a real fight.
I don't know.
Good question.
I'm going to say Brock Lesnar.
I got to go with Brock.
Lashley just seems like he would be a bitch.
Man, he's only a bitch.
No, I mean, like, if he was being a fighter or whatever. He's too pampered, I guess you would say.
Yeah, it's true. He just needs to go to fuck
away. Yeah, look
what
they did with Robert Roode. They turned him into a face.
I saw the end of the SmackDown there, and it had to end with two fucking spears. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm the fuck are they going with that?
So I'm guessing Kane's only in the match to help Randy Orton? Hmm? Is that what they were trying to say?
That's possible.
That's possible. Never freaking know. That's bogus.
Or will Kane become champion? That would be really funny.
Hell yeah,
man. But it's gonna be the same. But it's gonna be the same old shit.
Yeah, I saw that you shared that before I did earlier, which was kind of funny.
I mean, you know, it would be perfect if fucking Kane just won that fucking title instead of fucking Orton.
Yeah, it'd come down to those two climbing the ladder, that he just fucking choke slabs them or something.
Yeah, right. I want to be WWE champion.
Or like you see like Chris Jericho show back up or something. Push him off the ladder.
I would love that. Just for the hell of things. Just do it. It'd be funny.
Don't you know he invented that?
Yes, he did. They got all, yeah, he even met the page. Yeah, so I know he invented that. He even he's the first one to unify the town. He invented that. He's the first one to get Froggy. He
invented that's really the only thing he actually did.
Yeah.
Become the first undisputed champion. That's actually true. So it's official, man. You're going to have Layla versus Summer Rae with Fandango as the referee.
Hell yeah, nigga.
Lucky bastard, he got so much ass, he can't even control himself.
what's up with that, man? Fucking, he gets to make out with Layla, make out with Summer Rae. What the fuck, man? Give me that job.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I mean, Layla does look good in those outfits, though. No fucking
I don't give a fuck. I'm losing every week to some shithead, but, like, man, at least I get to fucking make out with them.
Hell yeah. I'll take it. Any day.
No. Hell yeah. Na-na-na-na-na-na.
Oh, no. Here we go. He's fandangoing.
The fuck are that fandangoing is that?
That's called the crackle version.
Man, that's called the crackhead version. Cause goddamn, he's like laughing about it and all that bullshit.
Is a laughing with a fandango.
Yeah, you're laughing with fandango.
It's fun.
I'm
having
a good.
Go.
At least he stopped doing that bullshit.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. No, I'm glad for that.
I think
he's got the whole world in his hand.
He's got the whole
world
in his hand. Damn delay in my phone.
Really ghetto.
All you gotta do is bowling.
I'm just saying, we could have sang that together, but like it was a delay between the phones, so it wasn't together.
Oh, bud.
All you gotta do is boldly.
Sing with me, children.
Oh.
I can just imagine him with a big beard.
Get out. Get out. Just because you say that, all you gotta do is boldly get out.
Yeah.
Who's boldly even?
He is.
I don't even like the guy.
Do you
believe
in his belly flap?
That's the only thing. She's giving it a believing in.
Hell, somebody I'm believing the Shield and believing Bo Dallas. And I'm just saying
something. Somebody
made
a picture of Vince McMahon and The Undertaker and shit. Talking about we're gonna have Bo Dallas go 22-0.
No, they do not need that.
I was like, dude, they really would do this, though.
They would, but they don't need to.
That's just bad.
That's
business.
The last thing, maybe. This fucking stupid streak like that.
Hell yeah, right?
Quote unquote from JBL. 22-2.
How about we have all the people that haven't lost a match yet? All on one fucking episode of something, SmackDown or Raw or some shit, and they all lose to somebody.
Yeah, there you go.
It's logical. Look what happened with MVP.
What happened with MVP?
It was a failure in the beginning anyway, so.
What happened to him?
He was a straight-up losing streak, like Damian Sandow was at the moment.
You mean back when he was a criminal?
Back when he was Power Ranger, yeah.
Actually, a Power Ranger. Ranger?
What the fuck? When the fuck was he a Power Ranger?
That's what he used to call him, a Power Ranger.
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's what the Power Ranger.
Can you pull this episode up? I want to see it.
I do too. And when the well, Gil, just think, AQuest told he was on WWE Network.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, hey, I watched all of this when it was on E. No, I didn't. Now I can watch it on here.
Yeah.
But I won't.
I'm sure your sister's going to be really happy about that.
Psh, they ain't got no access to this. This is my shit.
But, Angel, what's the weight on the footage of MVP being a Power Ranger?
Hold up.
Is he, like, actually a Power Ranger? What Power Ranger was?
No, it Chance.
What Chance? Like Homeward Bound?
Really, Homeward Bound? That's the first thing you bring up?
Chance.
I don't even think... But I'm pretty damn sure we're getting Angel here doesn't even know what the hell that show is.
Don't get sassy with me, Shadow.
Charlotte, you're ugly, bitch. Kill yourself. I'm still waiting on this whole calendar.
I can't find it.
Did your computer
say
it
find it? Yeah, he's gonna find it and then it's gonna turn out to be someone else that's not MVP.
Yeah,
I can't find it because they gave me money more.
It's probably gonna be Xavier Woods or some shit.
Probably. Aiden English. Go away! You faggot.
Oh, man. I really hate that fucking tag team.
I hate him in general. Whether he's in a tag team or by himself.
Like, shouldn't they at least have, like, somebody else that would fight back in these matches so you don't know exactly who's going to win?
You think.
Like how they always bring Cassidy out and shit just to fight some unknown small-ass person.
Right?
And kicks them in the face and the match is over. Like, really?
That's how Calvin Cassidy does it. The Vaudevillains. Fucking retarded name. So, Angel, how's that search going?
Forget it.
No results.
Yeah,
no results. But they did call him a Power Ranger at one time. That's no joke.
They called him... So which
who
one was he, the Black
Power
Ranger?
Who called him?
Yeah, they called him a freaking Power Ranger because of his freaking suit.
Who called him a Power Ranger?
Yeah.
The freaking fans!
The fans?
Oh,
I think he's making things up.
Even Ted called him a Power Ranger.
Man, doesn't he always?
No, not always.
Makes up songs, makes up song titles, makes up MVP being a Power Ranger.
Well, that's just off the wall right there.
The fans call him a freaking Power Ranger. No joke. That happened.
Man, that's never happened. Are you sure? Yeah. I call bullshit, too. Are you sure you weren't dreaming that day?
I wasn't freaking dreaming that day. You got WWE and now we're looking up.
How are we going to look it up? What was it on?
Yeah.
Look around when MVP was around.
Well, that doesn't help. Was it on a pay-per-view, man?
No pay-per-view. It's on SmackDown. I know that for sure.
How are we going to find that then?
Yeah, right? They don't have any. They don't have the old past pay-per-views.
Yeah, we only got pay-per-views and the originals. That's what we got.
Yeah.
I saw the never happen have the series of SmackDown, the classic SmackDowns. They don't do it yet.
They don't do anything like that. But sometimes they do like flashback roles and shit.
Well, flashbacks. I thought you even had classic SmackDowns and Raws. That's what I'm thinking about to say. I thought I'd maybe get that in the package. I was thinking that.
Nope.
Oh. Well, you get all the interviews.
Everything is understandable.
Let's see. You get NXT, main event, superstars.
Like last night, they went back to 94, and they had the smoking guns on Raw.
Damn. Yay, this match is finally over.
1, 2, you hear the clock ticking.
Tick tock.
You about to start nicking? Tick tock. I want you to remember it. Tick tock. I'm coming. Don't bother to stop. I just like that song. I can't fucking help it.
Is that his song or is that John Cena's song where they say, like, Tropicana, I got the juice or some shit?
That's his. That's MVP's.
Okay. That's one of them.
Yeah, that's his old fucking shit.
I know. Nigga, damn.
Hey, but it still goes hard, though.
Now he has that stupid Return of the Ronin shit, like he's a fucking samurai.
So did he get fired on Thursday?
He was officially fired, but he was fired as fucking director of operations of wrestling operations.
But he's still gonna be there.
Yeah, kind of fired.
Yeah, he's still there as a wrestler.
And who didn't bring the Nation of the new version of the Nation Domination? The ACG?
The fuck are you talking about?
For their version of the Nation of Domination. Who did they bring in? The ACD? They should bring by Elijah Burke. He'd be the perfect fit.
No, Elijah
Burke. Fuck.
Get out.
Ain't his name over there the Pope?
Yeah,
except he's been retired for so long now. He don't even wrestle on Impact anymore.
JDG, man, what the hell? He died after Crime Time died.
Pretty much.
This is TNA bringing back Marcus Corbin.
I don't even know who that is.
The Alpha Male?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, full game. On January 8th, 2013, Burke announced that on Twitter that his TNA contract had expired on January 1st, and he would not be re-signing with the company. So, you're shit out of luck with that one.
I know.
I think the only thing that he's ever done that's probably exciting for him was being a part of Ghost Hunters.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, when he ran like a little bitch.
and he literally did run like a fucking bitch.
Well, I swear, they need to bring back Kevin Thorne. No matter which brand, they need to bring back Kevin Thorne with Gate Grail.
Oh, great. Look at Ghetto G's best friend, CJ Parker.
CJ Parker. I'm going to go get a sign. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get a sign. I'm going to walk around with him.
And what's your sign going to say?
Fuck this guy.
That could probably work out better.
Like, I really wish they would just have somebody just follow him with another sign. Yeah, here comes that bull guy.
Yeah.
Can't you tell by his music?
Yeah, I mean, let me tell. Oh, Dempsey.
Yeah. It's like amazing how quick fucking Xavier Wood dies in matches nowadays.
Yeah, they don't let him do anything in NXT, but then when he's in the WWE, he actually has better matches, which is weird.
Yeah, right?
Because you see him get beat in that episode right there, and then you see him with R-Truth on Superstars, and they actually beat up Brian Bagshaw a little bit.
Damn it, just killed Xavier already. I don't feel like hearing me yell out. It's morphin' time!
The roof ain't my son, but I'm gonna raise it.
God damn it, no. Stop bringing that bullshit up.
That's probably the stupidest line I've ever heard. And on top of that, it was said by a black guy. Those two don't really go hand to hand.
Yeah, but he tops that. Yeah, but he gets topped by that every day by fucking Big E.
Big E. That guy still is nothing.
But they should just keep him away from a fucking mic. Period.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like the black Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, exactly. Except, you know, he doesn't have a girly scream like Brock Lesnar does.
Well, no.
No, maybe I'm about to bring up that freaking YouTube video. Don't fucking remind me.
We didn't remind you.
Exactly. You reminded yourself. Yeah, Woods is trying to do a comeback, and he dies.
Yeah, man, they really talked this guy up in this whole match, and then his finishing move sucks.
I don't doubt it. End this match already, dumbass. I want to see...
Man.
Hey, I want to see Becky Lynch.
Well, relax. I think it's the match right after that.
Brock Lesnar. Go away.
Okay.
And there it is.
Yep.
The manly scream of Brock Lesnar.
Angel's boyfriend.
Fuck you. Face scrapers and Brock Lesnar scream. This shit I gotta say.
It's the call of the wild.
Yeah. There comes all that fat bitches.
They're coming.
So let's hear a song. Play a song.
I just did.
Hey, oh.
fuck with that bullshit.
No, I got a song I want to hear, man.
What track you want to hear?
I want to hear Trapped. Bring it. I'll put it on the soundboard.
Sounds good to me. I'm going to listen to whatever the hell he's playing over there.
I'm already done.
Challenge.
What happened?
I said, and we're back from the challenge.
Yeah, they played that song. I was like, man, that song's pretty fresh.
Hell yeah.
So I looked at the bonus screen. So who the fuck was singing it?
Damn it, Charlotte, he's just too damn ugly.
Hey, I don't know if you got it. It's my six puppies. Street Fighter War.
You say Sick Puppies?
Yeah, Sick Puppies Street Fighter War.
On the
yeah, Havoc, do you got that?
I don't even know if that. Are you sure that's the title of it?
Yeah, I know it's by Six Puppies. Yeah, it's by Six Puppies. Six Puppies. Street Fighter War. Yeah, that's what it's called, Street Fighter War. It's like, let's do this. Dun, dun. Some crap like that.
Actually, it's not called Street Fighter War. It's called War. It's a part of the new Street Fighter game that they got coming out there, fool.
They got another Street Fighter game coming out?
Yep.
What the fuck?
Becky Lynch? Look at that ass.
Look at that dance. Woo!
And she's doing a jig. And that was jigs.
A very terrible version of it.
And then you get fucking Summer Rae trying to ballroom dance like a ballerina.
Then you got Summer Rae with those legs, nigga.
And I'd rather take Becky Lynch.
Well, I mean, she is a rather hot redhead.
Hell yeah.
10 million for what? 10 million for Transformers.
What the fuck are you talking about, nigga?
10 billion for the latest Transformers. 10 million. 10 billion. 10 million.
10 million what?
100 million.
Dollars?
100 million.
For what? The fuck are you talking about?
Transformers.
What about Transformers and $10 million?
It's $10 million
apparently. That's how much they got in back the first box office.
That's pretty terrible.
Well, that's just one day.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I'll wait for the bootleg.
I will too.
Well, then again, I probably still won't watch it.
Ain't that the truth? You still won't watch it. Period.
Exactly.
Hell, I got the original Transformers movie. The original, still.
Oh.
From the Generation D1 era.
Yeah, Lynch, kill Summer Rae. Kill Summer Rae. Pop her neck. Pop her head.
Pop her pussy.
That too.
How are we?
But here you go. This is Sick Puppies with War. Not Street Fighter War, just War.
Rock and roll.
Thank you.
Yep, no problem. Oh, look. A newbie juggalo. Trying to defend the reason why people use the word swag and YOLO.
Go and fuck yourself.
He goes, oh my, being a juggalo is about expressing who you are without fear of judgment from other lows. If using those words is their way of expression, then so what? If someone's depressed, they should be able to look to other lows for support. And so fucking what if they post selfies looking for compliments to boost their self-esteem?
What? Why don't you see things that are wrong with that, you dipshit?
Yeah, right?
Like, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't understand why people depend so much on what people on the internet think of them. Like, really, how is that going to help you in life?
Exactly. You got to give no fucks.
Like,
exactly.
So you got a bunch of fucking horny-ass dudes on the internet saying you look hot and shit. How is that going to help you in real life? When everybody in real life thinks you fucking nasty.
Exactly.
Or they'd be like, Abby, I'm pretty. Abby, I'm pretty.
I'm going to stab you.
Like, I mean,
I just had to do it.
I don't know, man. I left that comment on some bitch's picture, man, the one of them saying she don't think she looks pretty. I was like, man, fucking, why do you got to depend on the internet people tell you that you look sexy, hot, beautiful, whatever, you know what I mean? I got a few likes on that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't get these motherfuckers anymore.
Like, just be you,
I know that.
Dumb motherfuckers.
Sometimes you just want to choke them. You just want to choke them.
Not sometimes. About every time I'm on the internet.
Or bitch slap.
I hate seeing pregnant people.
Don't we all?
I don't want to see fucking pictures of your fucking stomach and 3D alien baby.
Your 3D alien baby?
Also call Michael Bay.
I'm just saying, man, you know, the 3D ultrasounds and shit, you know, that they got. And then George Lopez talking about how it looks like an alien and shit.
Oh, yeah, man, I remember that bullshit.
Yeah, well, Rabbit's posted a bunch of photos of that shit all over Instagram, and that's what it reminded me of.
Oh, man.
Damn, man. Let's go eat with Little White, man. He's always eating some crazy shit.
It's so true. I don't know. Maybe it was him dying.
It could have been.
And that would be the sound of me getting an applause and creating a fucking t-shirt on Spencer's. I don't know, but I think every time you fucking try and you create a shirt on Spencer's, they're throwing a party.
If there was a party?
Yeah.
Suck.
I'm just like, what the fuck?
Well, damn, there you go. If you go to the Beyonce concert, man, you get to see her with no pants on. There you go.
Why the fuck would I want to go there for?
To see Beyonce with no pants on?
Not helping the case. Why the fuck would I want to go to a Beyonce concert?
You better go to the Halo concert. Yeah.
I got two words for you. Dad ass.
I don't know. Still not helping the cause.
I definitely got some putting in on the JFC. Definitely.
What are you putting in JFC?
I gotta do some cleaning on the JFC.
Yeah, you gotta clean that whole fucking group out.
Yeah, do it, everybody. Including me and Ghetto.
I would be all right with that.
No, I just gotta clean all the blank profiles.
I'm a blank profile. I really don't exist, believe me.
It's true. He
doesn't exist. That's what I'm talking to. I'm talking to Danny Phantom. Okay.
What about Danny Phantom?
You say you don't exist.
I don't exist. I'm a figment of your imagination.
Well,
I'm not really here right now. This is a recording.
Yeah, you keep that Alex Riley. Nobody doesn't do shit. They're bringing a fucking freak like fucking Tyler Breeze. Go
away,
Breeze.
Excuse me? Who's Alex Riley?
I said Alex Riley, motherfucker. Okay, so then there's only two matches I've been looking forward to tonight. And this is the second one.
And what match is that?
Adrian Neville versus RVD.
Yeah. Guess who wins?
Adrian Neville.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Really?
Yes, maybe.
Tyler Breeze, go away. You fucking furry freak. Tyler Breeze, you look like a blue Chewbacca.
Damn it, I thought Selena Gomez was going to be trying on brawls in this or something.
Yeah, you wish.
Fucking, all she's doing is shopping at Target.
Isn't she always?
I don't know. I thought she had money. What the hell was she doing at Target?
I don't know. Blame it all on this fool.
Okay, then.
It's all Angel's fault. For Selena Gomez shopping at Target. Angel died.
Damn it, Angel.
Yep, he's dead.
No, I'm here. I'm busy doing something.
Stop being busy doing something.
No, I just hate it when you got people on fucking Facebook that don't got freaking profile pieces. I just can't stand that shit.
You mean like the owner?
Not what I meant. I mean that shit don't got nothing to upload. Well, you only see the blank face.
You only see a blank page?
Yeah, you only got, you don't, they don't even got a gropey.
You got a gropey? What the fuck?
A gropey? No, no gropey.
A
gropey?
A grill.
A grill? What the fuck?
When they got no gropey.
Gropey?
No profile picture.
Oh, man, why did you say that in the first place?
Oh,
Now I gotta fucking terminate him. And people, I'm surprised people still add those accounts. I'm shocked about that.
Ask kind of how Gail G joined the no profile picture club one day.
I did, man, for a couple days there.
Yeah. He didn't last long, but he was there for a couple days.
Yeah, well, I put a picture of myself up there, too, but nobody cared, and then I went back to the sheep.
Yeah, Paige.
No, the sheep.
And you would have been better just keeping Paige up there. Getting more fucking
no,
foreign
I don't want foreign fucking guys hitting on me.
I still remember that.
That's what happens when you put a female as your profile picture.
Oh, man.
That shit still cracks me up, though. That's funny.
It's not funny, man. Quit laughing. No. Why does this person always take a picture of her TV?
We're taking a picture of her TV. Why?
What?
Wait, who just took a picture of their TV?
What would that mean?
Let's check.
Now, my question is, did she take a picture of her TV with her TV?
No.
Man, you because you have to see all these bitches fucking, you know, like, with fucking big-ass phones. It almost seems like, it's almost as if they start fucking taking a picture of their fucking TV screen or something like that.
Yeah. Well, this was just from a phone.
You know, but this is definitely a good match so far.
Yeah.
Oh, since he's busy fucking going at the groupies.
Who's going at the groupies?
I'm doing it right now. Later.
I guess I'm gonna go finish this off and go pass the fuck out.
Oh, aren't you fun? Goodbye.
Peace
out.